Republicans in Ohio might be tempted to cross over to vote for a Democrat in that party's presidential primary on March 17th. After all, the Republican presidential candidate, President Donald Trump, is unopposed. But there are some things you should know before doing that. If you're a Republican but ask for a Democratic ballot, you'll be limited to voting Democratic on down-ticket races in the primary, too. And you'll be listed as affiliated with the Democratic Party until you ask for a Republican or nonpartisan ballot in the next primary. Aaron Ackerman, executive director of the Ohio Association of Elections Officials, says, in the meantime, if you want to sign a petition for a Republican candidate, it won't count.
You have to wait until the next election. You have to vote in the Republican primary, reaffiliate with the Republican Party, and then you can once again engage in party activity.
Since you'd be considered a Democrat, you could get solicitations from that party's candidates, and you might miss getting the same type of information from the Republican Party. Those who poll a nonpartisan ballot won't see any primary candidates, but they will still be able to vote on local issues. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.